Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Isabel Allende is one of the most widely read Spanish language authors in the world. She's written more than 20 novels, many of them were bestsellers. Allende was born in Chile and raised by her grandparents. Her father abandoned the family when Isabel was just a toddler, so Isabel's mother had to move the family into their grandparents' home. Allende says her grandparents were a major influence.
My grandmother was called Isabel, like me, and my grandfather was called Agustín. My grandmother was always experimenting with the paranormal. At a time when that was not allowed by the Catholic Church. I don't know if now it's allowed or not. But at the time, seances with spirits and all that, that was not allowed. And so she would have these seances, experiment with telepathy, trying to move objects without touching them, or guess what was inside a box that was closed. So I grew up with the mystery of life, with the possibility of magic, with a sense that nothing is as we see it. And I think that that was a big influence for my writing. People say that I write magic realism. To me, it's like life. I mean, I see life as very mysterious. My grandfather was this tough Basque, a handsome man, who his job all his life was raising sheep in the south, in Patagonia, and then exporting the wool to London, to England. And he had very rigid, conservative Catholic principles. And he was a man that was very generous, but he never showed his generosity because it would feel to him like showing off. So a sense of modesty, of discretion. He would have wanted me to be a boy, and he would have taught me to play pelota vasca. I think he was disappointed that I was a girl, but he loved me. He gave me a work ethic, a sense of discipline. Never whine, never complain, never ask for anything. All those things, my grandfather's rules. He gave me all the things that I have been able to use to survive in my strange life. And then my grandmother died, and the house became a house of mourning because my grandfather dressed completely in black. There were no flowers, no dessert, no parties, no music. He painted the furniture black, and he was in black for 8 years. So my childhood was magical and exuberant when she was there, and then it was a house of mourning when she was gone. They were so different. He must have been fascinated by her.
In 1973, Isabel Allende and her family had to flee Chile after a military coup that toppled Salvador Allende from power. Salvador Allende was her cousin. She settled first in Venezuela and later in California, where she lives today. Whenever she pictured her old age, she imagined it like her childhood, with several generations of the family living together. But it didn't work out that way.
When I had grandchildren of my own, I thought it would be like that I would have my little tribe, and I had a large house. I would see my grandchildren every single day. I was present in their lives constantly. Then they went to college, and they forgot they had ever had a grandmother. Now I can only communicate with them through Facebook. I find that amazing. My grandchildren are totally American in that sense. So I feel very left behind and sad about this.
Yo no canto por cantar, ni por tener buena voz.
Author Isabel Allende's story about her grandparents came to us from the NPR show Latino USA. You can listen to their episode that's all about grandparents at hereandnow.org. It's called Abuelos. And the song that we're listening to now is Manifiesto by Victor Jara, the Chilean songwriter who is said to have inspired one of the characters in Allende's novel The House of Spirits. This is Here and Now.
Es como el agua bendita, santigua gloria.